about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI, getting ready for some football. I cannot wait. Cannot wait. The problem is once football season ends, it's like, you remember, football season is kind of what keeps us from getting depressed after the whole Christmas season is over. Right? You got, you know, Thanksgiving, you got Christmas and New Year's, and all of a sudden everybody takes down their decorations and, you know, everyone's kind of sad. But no, because we got some of the best football ever in the month of January. Right? And then we come to February and Super Bowl comes, we're all excited. And then what comes up next? Valentine's. I know. Not really the most. I mean, it's something you could do. You know, maybe I'll get some chocolate. The problem is I've been doing so damn good with my diet, I can't eat chocolate. So, you know, I don't want to go out to dinner because I need to save money. So let's just really squeeze as much out of the rest of this week as possible. All right? Because this is kind of the end of a great few months. Now, we were talking about in the previous hour these myths on obesity that authors decided to expose and say, well, not a lot of these are true. So, like, for example, one myth is that sex causes you to lose weight and burns 100 to 300 calories. Yet they say the only study that scientifically measured the energy output found that sex lasted on average 6 minutes. That's it, 6 minutes. Time yourselves next time. All right? Couple sex, not single, right? And apparently the study found that during those 6 minutes, you only burned 21 calories. Just as much as walking. Now, some of you men that are listening to this go, shh, 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 shh. Don't tell my wife. The only reason why she has sex with me is because she thinks she's, doing her workout at the same time and killing two birds with one stone. All right. Okay, you know, if you tell your wife she's only burning 21 calories, she may just go for the walk. All right, don't lie, but, I'm sure she's going to read this. I'm sure she's going to find out. Okay, and that's for the man. This was a study done in 1984. The man burns 21 calories. Doesn't have anything to do with the woman. So if the woman does less work, she'll burn less. If the woman does more work, she'll burn more. All right, what other myths do they have here? They say small changes in diet or exercise lead to large long-term weight gains. Now, this is the fact that the authors have come up with. According to Fox News, the body adapts to changes, so small steps to cut calories don't seem to have the same effect over time because your body gets used to it. We talked about this. At least one outside expert agrees with the authors that the small changes concept is based on an oversimplified 3,500-calorie rule that adding or cutting that many calories alters weight by 1 pound. This was something that we were taught years ago, right? 3,500 calories make a pound. So if you cut, right, if you cut and go to 3,000 calories, you'll be saving 500 calories. Over a week, you could lose some weight, about a pound. So, so we would play around with that number. And, you know, those of us good in math like that. You know, we like thinking about calories in, calories out. You know, Weight Watchers had to then expound on that and come up with their point system because people do well with the numbers, but the body gets used to it. I've told many of you, the body gets used to exercise. Those of you doing really heavy workouts, all of a sudden you don't lose any more weight. One, it could be the plateau, or two, your body gets used to it. So then the body's like, all right, well, this is my natural, this is my norm. So it looks like I better save some calories. And you could actually end up gaining weight after working out rigorously for so many years. You got to change things up a little bit. Use different muscles. They say school gym classes have a big impact on kids' weight. No, this was something that I disagreed with too. I love gym. I think football is fun. I think volleyball is fun. But it doesn't, it's not long enough. They say the workout isn't intense enough. You know, everybody has to kind of change into their PE clothes. They get 10 minutes to change. Then they come out on the field. The coach yells at them on what they have to do. Then they're out there playing for about 20, 25 minutes. Then they have to come back in, hit the showers, change their clothes, and leave. And so, that's not enough of a workout. Not to mention, it's not teaching kids what to do long term. okay? You know, when you're a grown-up, you're not going to be able to play badminton or volleyball, right? You're going to need to know how to lift weights. You're going to have to learn how to use a treadmill, learn how to use an elliptical, figure out the P90X, do Pilates, yoga, weight training. And that's what I think they need to teach these kids, that exercise doesn't stop after PE. Another myth, losing a lot of weight quickly is worse than losing a little slowly over the long term. Now, they say, although many dieters do regain weight, those who lose a lot to start with often end up at a lower weight than people who drop more modest amounts. So this is according to authors looking at that myth, where we were taught, don't lose weight quickly because it won't last. Well, you will regain weight, but they're saying you may still have more potential than just dropping a pound or two every now and then. So I get that. Also, take a look at people that had the lap band. Take a look at people that had the gastric sleeve or the gastric bypass. They lost the weight rapidly, and many of them did keep it off. All right, they say snacking leads to weight gain. The fact is, no. You know, there's, no real high-quality studies supporting that. In fact, many diets have you eat about 7 times a day, including snacks. Now, what you choose for snacks, that's a whole nother story. If your snacks are Ho-Hos, you got a problem. But if you eat like a half a peanut butter sandwich and that's your snack to hold you over to lunch so you don't eat a big lunch, that may actually work for you. They say regularly eating breakfast helps prevent obesity. Now, this is something I've just seen coincidentally with my patients. My breakfast skippers are more inclined to gain weight. But they say 2 studies found no effect on weight. One suggested that the effect depended on whether people were used to skipping breakfast or not. So, let's say somebody never ate breakfast. All of a sudden, they start eating breakfast. They could actually gain weight. They say setting overly ambitious goals lead to frustration and weight loss. They say, nope, some studies actually suggest that people do better with high goals. Like, look at the, not the Deadliest Catch, the Biggest Loser. The Biggest Loser. Having those goals, having that intensity, throwing up, it really depends on the person. You know, just like with my smokers, some of my smokers say, all right, I could cut back a cigarette a day, I could do it. Others say, no, I know what I'm going to have to do. I know myself. I'm just going to have to throw the cigarettes out and no more. Same thing with dieting. Some people may be able to get away cutting 100 calories a day. Others say, no, I got to go all in. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. In all orders to the lower 48, ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at stoveinacan.com. That's stoveinacan.com.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a 1-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault, 20 sea varieties for only $37.95, Tatler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. Now, this is kind of interesting. Apparently, there's an Obamacare loophole, according to the San Francisco Chronicle, that actually threatens UC students. So University of California students are finding that they may be stuck because of a loophole in Obamacare. And this is just one of the many issues that we're going to be seeing popping up because things weren't thought through. Now, before I tell you what's been going on, the San Francisco Chronicle discusses a student, Kenya Wheeler. He had just enrolled in a UC Berkeley master's program in city planning, won a research position that would pay his fees, bikes to campus every day. Northern California, by the way, is exquisite. A year later, he then got a cancer diagnosis. He's 38 years old. His medical bills reached the $400,000 limit allowed by his UC student health plan. So because he reached a $400,000 limit, he quickly married his girlfriend in March so that he could continue his chemotherapy through her insurance. Again, he's fighting for his life. He says, I didn't know when I was diagnosed that I would be in a battle to fight my cancer and now for my medical care. Apparently, he met with the UC Regents. Now, from what we understand, the reason why the UC system has limits, which other insurances aren't allowed to, it's going to be illegal under the Obamacare Act, is because student or university plans are exempt from Obamacare. So from what we understand, most health plans under Obamacare will not be able to have that cap. So if your medical expenses go to $400,000, they can't stop it. They have to keep covering you, which is something that was welcomed by many of us. I mean, you know, imagine getting a cancer diagnosis and, you know, then being stuck. Now, of course, the logistics of it make a lot of us scratch our head. How are insurance companies going to do this? You know, with many cancer treatments now and, you know, cardiac treatments and transplants could go well into the millions, how do you stay funded, all right, without jacking up your rates? But from what we understand, in the University of California system, the self-funded college plans don't get to be touched by Obamacare, and they get to then hold firm to these health care limits. Now, of course, thousands of UC students now are demanding through a petition that the university voluntarily lifts its insurance caps. But from what we understand, they want to wait. From what we understand, UC officials say they're weighing their options but are hesitant to just lift the caps until they know what it'll cost. They need to then figure out how much they're going to have to raise the price of student health care in order to pay for it. So, you know, again, it's very easy to say no caps. Let's pick it, no caps. But these guys, they're going to have to then pay, and my guess is pay a lot. You have somebody with cancer, they're already up to the $400,000 mark in 1 year or less than a year. All right, and these new drugs are getting more and more expensive, not to mention doing the follow through and the PET scan. All right, it's expensive. And you know, I'm not against getting rid of insurance caps. I think it's ridiculous that my patients run out of insurance that they've paid for. The whole purpose of having insurance is so it doesn't run out. But what I have a problem with is that nobody really thought things out. And many people will picket or occupy parks or demand that things occur without offering to help pay for them. Okay? And so it would be interesting to see, will these students who are paying for the health insurance be okay with whatever price hike they're going to take on the unlimited insurance coverage that they get? And keep in mind, I don't think it's going to be penny for penny. My guess is the insurance plan is going to want to make sure they make a profit. Now, universities have long offered student health coverage because they could, you know, buy in bulk. They could buy a group policy. Plus, they are able to control the policy. They are able to then keep the funds, make interest on the funds until it's time to pay a claim. You know, I didn't realize this, but many universities, I mean, a university is like a corporation. You have financial managers, you have people looking at your money, you have, even the university invests. They look at their dividends, they look at their interest, and then they could turn around and pay. I know this because there's a university looking at a scholarship, and they had offered one group, do you want us to take over the scholarship because we could get a better return on the money that's in the bank than you can, and that would help and maybe help the scholarship be more self-sufficient. So these universities you know, are run like corporations, and some of them are doing phenomenal and some of them aren't. They say 30 universities and systems covering some 300,000 students nationwide prefer the self-funded health plans because of they could control, they could you know, decide what to pay, use the funds to still build up interest, etc. But they are not liable, and they don't have to discuss everything with Obamacare. They get to be independent of Obamacare, whereas other corporations and large businesses aren't. They can. Now, I remember my student health plan when I went to UNLV. They had a student health center, so I would use a student health center. I remember my health plan barely covered anything. I had a kidney stone, and I mean, my bills were ridiculous. And the student health plan, because it was cheap, it was very inexpensive health insurance. It was basically a skeleton-type plan. So they say most of the UC campuses limit coverage to $400,000. Students at UCLA could pay more for a $600,000 limit. Graduate students can pay even more for a $750,000 cap. They say lower caps exist for subsets of coverage like prescriptions. Apparently, the patient Wheeler, his drug cap capped at about $10,000. So then somebody could say, well, he chose that plan. Yeah, well, that's kind of what's happening. Now, from what I think what happened is he had seizures and then was diagnosed with brain cancer, primary T-cell lymphoma. Chemotherapy was so intense it has to be he would have to be hospitalized for 5 days every 2 weeks. Now, nobody could guess that that would happen to him, okay? But you see how the university had done it. What he had done, what the university had done was had separate plans. Okay, so if you want less of a cap, a larger extension of that, then you pay more. And that's something that the, a lot of the conservatives had suggested. Okay, well, you pay as you go. If you want a fancier plan, then you pay more for the fancier plan. If you want the cheaper plan, you pay less. Don't make everybody else pay for somebody else's plan. You pay as you go. But, of course, that doesn't work because there's a lot of people that can't pay for their health insurance and, you know, want free health care. And that's where our system's going to go, towards free health care. So, basically, he kind of figured out how to work the system. So, what he did is he married his wife, married his girlfriend, now was able to use her insurance. But, you see, the University of California system, from what I understand, is having just as much financial difficulty as the state. And so if they need to now cover, you know, the expenses of chemotherapy, et cetera, as, I mean, they have one of the largest, if not the largest, college system in the United States. All right. This is a huge decision that they would have to make. And, again, just another example of how, you know, nobody really thought this one through. And my guess is they are going to have to hike their fees so damn high to cover what they need to that it's not going to make sense to a lot of the students. And then they're going to revolt as well. And it'll be interesting to see. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, a medical study came out today saying that if girls are obese in adolescent, it may put them at risk for multiple sclerosis. Now, multiple sclerosis, and Romney, I believe, was afflicted with this. We know many, I think Terry Garr. Multiple sclerosis is a demyelination disease where you start to lose the sheath of your nerves. And when that happens, you start to become weak. You could become paralyzed, and people can die. MS is a very debilitating disease. And this is probably one of the first of the studies I found in terms of obesity in adolescents. Now, why? Well, they think maybe it could be the estrogen. Maybe the rapid rise and the high estrogenic exposure of obese peripubescent girls in combination with inflammatory mediators released by the fat tissue, etc., could accelerate MS or transverse myelitis or some of these other neurological issues. But, you know, they say in boys it takes longer for the excess exposure of estrogen to occur, and that could then delay disease with them. Although MS is more common in females, men can get it as well. But obesity in children is a bigger deal than many of us wish to think. All right? You know, we always talk about obesity, and we talk about diabetes, and we talk about heart disease, and we go, oh, yeah, well, there's medicines for that, and we could go on a diet. All right? There's not really a lot of medicines out there that I know that could cure MS or these neurological diseases. And if you are entering your adolescence in the less ideal state that your body wants, there could be that unpredictability. And that's what's scary. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
you land in Buenos Aires, then our shuttle to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa. It's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Feeling like there are too many pressures and demands on you? Losing sleep, worrying about tests and schoolwork, eating on the run because your schedule is just too busy? You may be under too much stress, and it may be affecting your mind. Get your mental edge back with Nootropic Mind Power from MindRegard.com. Nootropic Mind Power is not a drug, but a natural supplement. Its 12 powerful ingredients are natural and non-GMO, plus it's gluten-free, wheat-free, and formulated by Americans for Americans by an NSF-certified laboratory. Nootropic Mind Power is available at MindRegard.com, spelled MindRegard.com, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Free your mind with Nootropic Mind Power cognitive supplement from MindRegard.com. Mind Regard. Clearly see tomorrow and yesterday. Today.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and please follow us on Facebook. So a study has come out today reinforcing the idea that vegetarian diets can be pretty damn healthy. And this time, they're saying that it could reduce your risk of hospital treatment or death from a heart attack by a whole 32%. They're saying vegetarians, and they're saying no meat, no fish. Okay? Now, vegans are no animal products like eggs, but I think vegetarians still eat eggs. They say the vegetarians have lower blood pressures and cholesterol levels than meat eaters, you know, obviously, duh. But this is the biggest study of its kind. 45,000 people were studied. And it included the highest proportion of vegetarians, 34%. They were mostly women, all right? And I guess this was studied through co-author Professor Tim Key, Deputy Director of the Cancer Epidemiology Unit at the University of Oxford. He says the results clearly show the risk of heart disease in vegetarians is about a third lower than non-vegetarians. Now, we don't know how many people in the United States are vegetarian. Apparently, this study that was done in Europe, they said an estimated 3 million Great Britons, around 5% are vegetarian. So I would say maybe in America, does 5%, maybe a little bit less. I'd say a little bit less than that. We don't have as many vegetarians as we probably should. I'd like more because then more meat for me. All right, all right. The study looked at English and Scottish volunteers who completed questionnaires on health and lifestyle, diet, exercise, smoking habits, alcohol consumption. 20,000 also had their blood pressures recorded, gave blood samples for cholesterol testing. Over an average period of 11.6 years, scientists recorded 1,100 hospital admissions due to heart disease, 169 deaths. They say being vegetarian reduced the risk of death of hospital admission and heart disease close to a third. They adjusted for factors like sex and age and physical activity, smoking, educational, social background, etc. And they think it was just there was less cholesterol, less salt, less in the foods that they were eating. Although if I needed to eat vegetables, I would have to salt those suckers. They say they had lower levels of the LDL, which is the bad cholesterol. They had lower systolic, or the top number, which is the pumping heart pump number of your blood pressure, whereas your diastolic is your filling pressure. They also tended to be slimmer, had a lower body mass index. Now, of course, red meat, we know, you know, has ingredients and processing additives that could lead to cancer, cardiovascular disease, etc. There's nitrites, saturated fats, you know, yet more fruits and vegetables have more antioxidants. And now I know some of you are yelling at the radio, but, you know, I want to live a life that I want to live. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what would be worse for me. A 20-year prison sentence or a life of being a vegetarian. I don't know. I mean, I've just loved meat. I just do. You know, it's obviously, you know, it obviously doesn't keep me a size 2, as you all could see. But I think the reason why vegetarians also do well is they have that control. You know, they can control, they can see a food and have that control. I don't know of a lot of vegetarians or even vegans who will gorge on something. Yet, I'll be at a Super Bowl party, and there'll be some French onion dip and some chicken wings, and I will not even want to control myself. I'll be like, all right, this is my cheat day. So I don't know if a lot of vegetarians or vegans decide to have cheat days. Do they? Do they pretend that they eat all healthy, and then they're basically, you know, in their closet eating a whole tub of ice cream? I don't know. You know, if you told me I could eat ice cream and put whatever I want to on it, chocolate, a syrup, strawberry syrup, put a lot of sprinkles on there and then chocolate whipped cream, maybe I'll say, all right, I'll skip on the meat, but only for that day. Now, but we do know we have to eat less meat. This is just another example, another study reinforcing that we really eat too much meat for what we do. Now, I know I talk about meat a lot, but I eat very little meat. Okay, I love meat, and I love the ability to eat meat, all right? But I probably have steak maybe once a month, right? Chicken I'll eat more of, and fish, right? But just knowing that I could eat that steak is good. That's why, like I said, if I was in jail, all right, I'd, you know, if I got meat, I'd be okay. But thinking I couldn't eat meat, you know, to be a vegetarian would be tough. Now, some of you have asked me about the food aversion hypnotherapy. All right. And I think I don't know why this subject came up. The only thing I could think of is when Princess Kate Middleton went through her hyperemesis gravidarum, where she was vomiting profusely and had to be hospitalized during her first trimester of pregnancy. Since then, we've heard that she has an aversion towards food. If she looks at food, it makes her nauseous. And so they're using hypnotherapy to get her to be enticed to eat food. Now, I don't blame her. I mean, after throwing up for weeks, I wouldn't want to put anything in my mouth. But she's pregnant. She has to eat for her and her baby. She has to be healthy. So, and that's not a myth. You know, I would rather people think they're eating for two, not in terms of quantity, but in terms of nutrition. Always think about whatever you're putting in your mouth is getting to the baby, right, when you're pregnant. All right. And no, you don't have to eat double the calories. You don't have to. As long as you eat your calories, it's fine. You never have to up your calories. But just know that you need to eat because that's what's coming to the baby. So make sure, of course, you're trying to get as nutritious food as you can. But the fact that they're trying to use hypnotherapy on Kate Middleton to ward off the aversion and entice her to eat food, there's the idea that we could use hypnotherapy for diminishing the attraction of food. Now, I really dig hypnotherapy. Now, I don't have the guts to have it tried on me because I don't want to, you know, be hypnotized into doing something I don't want to do. All right. But I believe it's real, and I believe somebody can do that. All right. Even though there's really not a lot of medical studies, I just know that there's ways to, I believe the mind is so dynamic that I do think you can manipulate part of the mind. Absolutely. Now, if there's a way where we could take a hypnotherapy class or these self-help books and train a part of our brain, and the part of our brain, probably through the limbic system, our pleasure system, to not be pleasured by food, then maybe we won't, you know, live to eat. I'd rather you eat to live. But many of us live to eat. We cannot wait for dinner. We cannot wait for going out Saturday night and going out, you know, for appetite. And again, a lot of our social settings center around dinner. You know, it's been like that for centuries. Dinner time and the feast and where you would drink and eat was entertainment. That was the big party. That was the your big social outing. And a lot of times we do that at home too. I can't wait to get home, be with the family and eat. And you know, we end up overeating at the time. At that time, we end up overgorging. And I just think the next step in research with obesity is seeing what we could do that can very safely manipulate our brains to not want to reach for that chocolate. You know, I mean, I've been able to lose weight because I don't have any junk food in the house. Yet if there was a box of Ho-Hos and I saw it, I'm going to want to eat it. Okay, so we're already doing some sort of aversion therapy, but I want better than that. I don't want to be watching the commercials during Super Bowl and getting hungry and wanting to order another pizza. Pizza commercials do phenomenal during Super Bowl because they just make it look so easy. Oh, I'm hungry, let's get a pizza. Pizza will be here within 30 minutes. And so I want to look at those commercials. Now, I'll be on a plane flying back from New York, so I won't be able to order a pizza, but I am nervous and I'm going to be sitting there watching and I'm going to want food. And I'm going to be stuck on a plane only being able to eat peanuts, and it's a 5-hour flight. So anyway, vegetarians are doing well. Congratulations to them. I think that's wonderful. Okay, when we come back, we got more medical news. Call in at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Of course, you can always email us at drdahlia.com. By the way, when you go to my website, we have a guest book. Please sign into the guest book. Love to know where you guys are listening from and if you like the show, what station you guys listen to, etc. Plus, you can always email me, and I can answer your questions back, either on air, or I'll send you a message back if you don't want it read on air. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the the lowest online prices guaranteed. But if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free. All for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He's become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Looking back on 2012, we ask ourselves, how did we ever survive from natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy? Our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. At eFoods Direct, we hear from customers every day that are fortunate enough to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. After Hurricane Sandy, Danny from New York City wrote, "Almost all the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and niece. It is better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. I can warn you, but I can't feed you." Heed the warnings and do what Alex has done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and build your food supply. It's the best tasting non-GMO long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Freeze Right Guy, who is sponsoring this segment of the show. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. Shout out to Talk Superstation and all my affiliates out there that allow you all to tune in and listen to so diligently. Thank you out there so much, and a big shout out to XM Satellite Radio. So Consumer Reports has decided to do some of their own research on medical tests that may be a waste of time. Now, from what we understand, Consumer Reports has largely agreed with the assessments of the U.S. Preventative Services Task Force. Now, the USPSTF is a panel of independent primary care physicians convened by the federal government to evaluate screening tests and other preventative health measures. The ratings also factor in the cost of the test. Well, in terms of consumer reports, the ratings also factored in the cost of the test, test whether the cancer was being screened, what was prevalent for something that was prevalent or something that was rare, etc., and whether the test had benefits beyond screening for a particular cancer, according to Joel Keen, senior editor of Consumer Reports, the magazine. Now, he says colonoscopies, for example, which is what I've brought up on the show, not only screen, but it actually kind of helps prevent cancer. Because if during the colonoscopy the doctor finds polyps, they can then take out the polyp, cauterize the base of it, send the polyp to the lab, and then from there decide if it's cancerous or not. If the polyp was non-cancerous, great. And then you go in every few years to get the polyps removed. Okay? The Consumer Reports also thought the Pap smear was a great screening test, and breast cancer screening via mammography were deemed to be the most effective tests. The ratings did distinguish by age, saying mammograms got a higher rating for women age 15 to 74 and a lower rating for those who were younger and older than that age group. So under 50, they got a less rating, over 74. I don't really care. I want everybody, all women, getting a screening breast mammogram between age 35 and 40, and then between 40 and 50 every 2 years. I'm not budging on that one. Now, they say which cancer screenings got a thumbs down. They said those for the following eight cancers: bladder cancer, lung cancer, oral cancer, ovarian cancer, prostate cancer, pancreatic cancer, skin cancer, and testicular cancers. Consumer Reports recommended that people avoid those screenings since they're not very effective for the general population. Now, if you're at increased risk, you may be, again, more to benefit from the screenings. Consumer Reports are saying if you are completely healthy. Now, how do you know if you're completely healthy? But if you have no risk factors, no family history, you don't smoke, you don't drink a lot of alcohol, you aren't out in the sun, you don't have an undescended testicle, all right, that could put you at risk for testicular cancer, no need to get screened. Now, I don't know if y'all agree with that or not. I don't. Excuse me. I think screenings are great. I love screenings. I'm all about the screenings. I'm a family doctor. You screen, 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 screen. You screen, I screen, I screen for more screens. Okay. Anyway, they say, let's say, though, you have increased risk of lung cancer. They say a CT test could be beneficial for smokers. Remember they talked about that a couple weeks ago, where a CAT scan could be a good screen for those of you that smoked, and I was like, yay! They say most of us don't need a doctor to perform a visual exam of our skin or check for suspicious moles. Those with a family history of melanoma or a personal history of precancerous moles should get the skin cancer screening. Okay, here we go right there. If you have a personal history of precancerous moles, well, how did you find the precancerous mole? Because it was found. Okay, many of us, we have precancerous moles on us right now that we are thinking about, well, should I get this biopsied or not? Nah, no. All right. They say Consumer Reports also highlighted the problem of variation among doctors in terms of whether or not they recommended useful screenings for cervical or colon cancer. Apparently, they say in practice, doctors differ. They say anywhere between 34% of physicians up to 83% recommended breast screening to women who reach the appropriate age, and 23% to 87% of physicians in various practices recommended cervical cancer screening. With colon cancer screening, anywhere between 45% recommended it to 95%. Now, this is a problem. I know this just sounded like a whole bunch of mumbo-jumbo numbers, but if doctors don't agree on when to screen, we have an issue. Now, I don't want us to be completely uniform and socialized. I want a doctor to use his heart, use his instinct. Medicine is an art. But I don't know if these numbers are because some doctors are following guidelines, some aren't. I think many people are confused. If you're confused, I'm going to tell you right now, the doctor's confused. Okay? I can't tell you how many gynecologists and family docs are discussing. So now we don't do pap smears for 3 years, so we don't examine them at all? Then how do we order the mammogram? Do we do it by phone? Do we not see the patient every 3 years, or do we see the patient every year? We do the vaginal exam and the rectal exam and examine the breasts and all that, but we just don't do the pap with the brush. But they still see us every year. See, doctors are confused. What the hell are we supposed to do? We've been taught you pap smear everyone every year. right? And if you aren't pap smearing them, you're at least seeing them for education. You're checking their cholesterol. You're listening to their heart and lungs. You're doing the breast exams. You're setting them up for mammogram. So with these new guidelines to not do a pap smear every 3 years, do we just not see these patients? Do we do everything for free over the phone when they want birth control? Or do we make them come in and monitor their blood pressure, monitor the birth control's working, see if they're having any issues with sex or abnormal periods? So I think the doctors are really confused, because when these guidelines come out saying you really don't need to do something that we were taught and ingrained to do, I think a lot of us are like, huh? What the hell are we supposed to do now? And I get this all the time. I have patients from back east come in saying, yeah, back east, my doctor says colonoscopy every 10 years. Well, out here, the GI doctors don't wait every 10 years. They do colonoscopies every 5, and if you've had polyps or very high risk, every 2 to 3. So the doctors just aren't in sync. Now, that's, I guess, what the task force is trying to do. I guess the task force wants to unite everybody and say, all right, guys, mammograms just blow off until the person's 50. And, well, no, no, no. Many of us doctors are saying hell to the no on that one. So you're going to have doctors that are going to say, no, 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 no. I don't know what this federal panel thinks they're doing. And I don't know which family physicians they got to go on this federal panel. But those of us getting sued left and right, and those of us who don't want to miss a breast cancer in our patient because we're waiting till they're 50 and we see cases of people in their 20s and 30s and 40s with breast cancer, no. By the way, I just had a patient yesterday who had a colon cancer when he was 41. I go, what were your symptoms? He said, well, I had some bleeding, but the doctors just thought it was a bleeding hemorrhoid until somebody decided to get a colonoscopy on me. 41 years old, having colon cancer. He has an osteotomy bag. Basically, he lost part of his colon, and now he has a bag such that all the stool goes into the bag at his abdomen. He was 41 years old with colon cancer. So for these task forces to go, nah, we don't have to really start to screen till you're 50. I told him his kids may need to be screened in their 20s and 30s now. If he got colon cancer when he was 41 to the degree that he needed to lose part of his bowel, then that cancer's been growing since his late 20s, early 30s. I told him his kids need to probably be checked. But again, Consumer Reports isn't talking about high risk. They're talking about regular risk. So if you have no risk at all, okay, then they're recommending no screening for testicular cancer, no screening for skin cancer, pancreatic cancer, prostate cancer, ovarian cancer, oral cancer, lung, and bladder. Now, do smokers, do non-smokers get oral cancer? Yes, they do. What have we been talking about the last year? HPV virus from sexual oral interaction, especially in men, can cause throat cancer. So you may think you're not at risk because you don't smoke, but did you ever kiss somebody that performed oral sex on you or vice versa? Then you could have HPV back there. And as far as I'm concerned, that's a risk factor. See? Bladder cancer, a urinalysis. What, we're not supposed to run urine tests on people anymore? Testicles. You're not supposed to have your testicles examined? Be very, very careful, people. You want something looked at, you get it looked at. All right, guys, can't wait to talk to you again. Have a great rest of the way home. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and God bless. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down
to the little white church. Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets.
But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV. The burglar deterrent.